USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four hostages are safe, the captor, though, dead after an hours-long standoff at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, yesterday. The attacker was heard on a live stream ranting and demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill members of the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. A Houston-area rabbi, Brian Strauss, says he believes there's an unfortunate reality being illustrated here.
You know, since the Pittsburgh shooting a few years ago, the Tree of Life Synagogue, I think this is something that, unfortunately, is part of our lives now.
He spoke on Fox and Friends Weekend. Snow and freezing rain will be blanketing parts of Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas today before moving into the Mid-Atlantic tonight. There could be tens of thousands of power outages. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Democratic strategist James Carville telling Democrats to stop being the whiny party. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he noted achievements of the party, including low child poverty rates and the creation of millions of jobs. Despite President Biden's sinking approval rating, Carville telling Democrats to gloat and promote the accomplishments of the past year. Carville also pointed to legislative shortcomings like Build Back Better and voting rights as platforms to try to run on in 2022. Meanwhile, not surprisingly, President Trump focused criticism on the Biden administration at a rally he held in Arizona last night.
They're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks.
The U.S. topping another milestone this weekend with more than 65 million COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was an eruption under the sea, but it was being felt on land, and also it triggered a tsunami warning. The latest on that story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A 4-foot tsunami hit the Pacific nation of Tonga and prompted warnings in other nearby islands and also coastal areas of New Zealand after an underwater volcano exploded. The waves crashed into Tonga's largest island and flooded coastal roads, as well as the Main Street waterfront and properties in the capital of Nuku'alofa. The palace grounds were also swamped and prompted the evacuation of Tonga's king, Tōpū VI. The nearby island of Fiji issued an advisory asking people living in low-lying areas to move to safety. The tsunami advisory also affected the island of Vanuatu. The volcano first erupted on Friday, with ash rising 12 miles into the air. Then a second eruption triggered the 4-foot tsunami. Posts on social media showed waves crashing into coastal homes after the volcano exploded. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a Pennsylvania man who in the past has won $500,000, $3 million, and $100,000 lottery prizes has just won another $1 million. You can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.